Shus Mevod Asre, Shus Arachoshev Agest. Achas Shualti Me'eis Hashem Oisra Avakesh. Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. Lachazois Benoyam Hashem Ilevaker Beichuloi. Klal Yisrael, we start tomorrow until after Simchas Torah to say this capital, Achas Shualti Me'eis Hashem. David HaMelech, Ne'im Zmiro Yisrael, says for the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Achas Shualti, Ich Beit Ein Zach, Oysa Avakesh, only Deizach. Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. I should sit in Beis HaMedrash in Amukam Teure Kol Yemei Chayai all my life. Lachazois Benoyam Hashem, and immediately he says something which is soiser. Ulevaker Beichuloi, I should be a visitor. Oh, Kol Yemei Chayai, Lachas Benoyam Hashem, or Ilevaker Beicholai. So the Heilig Yekzav Sofer, he had the Klal Yisrael, two types of people. One of them was Zoiche of Shifti Yevei Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayai. To sit and learn with the Medrash all his life, Miboike v'ad erev. He's a Shevet Levi. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Brachu v'chasodov, gave him a schus to sit al ha-toyre v'al ha-voide. You have another type of people what lefi shoyrish nishmasam Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them. They have to work lefarnes u'lechalkel beisam to look after their family. They can be only zoiche to levaker bechulai, to be only a visitor, every day, in the morning, in the night, to come to learn. David HaMelech says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am busy. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ribbono Shel Olam, David HaMelech says, I am Melech, I took after Klal Yisrael, after my mishpoche, after Yiddish kinder, Milchomis, Parnusef in Klal Yisrael. I don't know. One of my bakosha is Shifti Yevei Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. However, ich weiß nicht. Sometimes I'm so busy, I'll be only ulevaker beicholoi, only a visitor for 1 or 2 hours. Our koilel is a mokem teure for melachazois benoyam Hashem. People that are zoiche to learn Torah mi boike v'ad erev. And he's a mokim also for levaker beicholoi, for many, many people that are zoiche just to come in a little bit to learn in the morning, in the night, in the middle of the day, mechap tarayin. In this world, few minutes for learning Torah. It's for us, for our koilel is a chashivus to be here tonight, together with this Kile Kedoshe, and to be Schazek, and the Yoyim Rishon, from Arbuim Yoyim, with Moshe Rabbeinu, went up to Shemayim, Lekabel Luchay Shniyois. Our Choshe Begast has been parishes for the week. So im tusim ulech umerlech, in the Torah says, vekusav loy es mishne ha-Torah azois. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Merlech has to write for himself two sefer Torahs. Achas shemunachas la-yaveis genuzov, in ve-achas sheyoitzes ve-nichnes simoy. One was yaveis genuzov, and the achas sheyoitzes v'nichnes imoyim. You have some gdolim be Israel, where the Torah is mundacha as a base gnozov. Bebeisoi, beichal kotshoi, he sits and learns Torah. You have some people in the world who is yoitzes v'nichnei simoi. They are traveling here and there. But probably from traveling, you miss sometime the munachas lo yibes genuzov. Our guest today is munachas lo yibes genuzov. Is ve'atzna leches in bekerev kedoshim tishalol. In mitzad ha'sheni is yoitzes v'nichnei simoi. Yemizake klal Israel bechal mukim shem to mischazik letoire v'la'avoid es Hashem. For us is a birchas ishekoyach for the good of batoire bnon shel kedoshim, but he came to mechazik us in a birchas ishekoyach for the Morde Asre, for the Kehila here, and we should all have a schaskus in Aksir v'chassim etoivim.
Shusamor de Asra, Shus Rishakelul, and the Asconim who organized tonight's Asifa. David HaMelech writes in Tillim, Yoim li Yoim Yabia Eimel. There are certain days that the days talk for themselves. One day talks to the next day. To him, Mefarshim explained the Pasuk. There are certain times when really there's no need to talk. There were times in history that when it was Shabbos Mevarchim Elul and the Shliach Tzibur went and said, Rosh Chodesh Elul Yeh B'Yim, there were people that passed out in Beis Medrash. The Yalolos, the cries that came from the Ezes Noshim, were enough to rip open everybody's heart. Because the word Elul meant something. The word Elul had a meaning that it's time to realize that Yom Adin is coming. It's time for us to buckle down. It's time for us to change our way of life. And people lived with a yira, with a pachat. People lived with a pachat of the Beir Elam. And people were afraid of the Beir Elam. And when they heard the word Elul, it caused a mapecha in their life. Today, not Shabbos Mevorchim causes a turnover in our lives. Not Reish Chedish Elul. We go on with our lives the way they are, especially if the lunar calendar doesn't coincide with the solar calendar. And the Elul comes in the middle of the summer months, when children are still not in Cheder, when girls aren't in Beth Yaakov, when the summer months lack of Ernstkeit, lack of the right way of life is still amongst us. It's hard for us to accept that we have to change our lives and Elul has come. So the days for itself don't speak. So maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom will give us the Siyata Deshmaya to try to bring to us to understand a little bit what Elul is all about. To understand that Elul is a serious thing. Elul is a serious time. Elul means that it's a wake-up call. It's a time to wake up from the sleep. It's time from our sleep, what we sleep in Olam Hazeh, what we become accustomed to our way of life. There comes a keil that keil tells us, wake up, It's time for us to wake up from our dreams. It's time to wake up from our way of life. It's time for us to change. Let us visit Chodesh Elul by looking at what the Arizal tells us, that the 12 months of the year coincide with the 12 Shvatim. In the order that the Torah HaKadosh tells us, the Shvatim were placed in the Degolim. Starting from Chodesh Nisan, which Chodesh Nisan is Degel Machne Yehuda, and when we come to Chodesh Elul, the 6th month, we come to the last Shevet in the 2nd Degel, and that is the Shevet of God. And let us look at what God is all about. And we will go from there to understand, after we understand every little piece of God, we'll take that and try to understand our Aveda in Chodesh Elul. The Pasuk tells us in Parashas Vayetze, Vatelet Zilpo Shivchas Leah LeYakov Bein, Vatoymer Leah Bo God, Vatikra Shmei God. Rashi HaKadosh tells us, what does the word Bo God mean? Rashi has 3 pshatim in Bogot. The first pshat, Rashi says, Bo Mazel Tov. And Rashi brings the Gemara and says, the Shabbos, that the word God is the Lashon Mazel. Bo God, it came a Mazel Tov. Let us understand that looking at Elul, the first look that a person has to have on Elul is that it came an Eis Ratzon. There came days that are a mazel tov. There came days that have good mazel. What does an Eis Ratzon mean? The first Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah talks about Elul, and he tells us Elul is an Eis Ratzon. What is the meaning Elul is an Eis Ratzon? What does it mean to us Elul is an Eis Ratzon? Elul Eis Ratzon means that a tefillah that in the middle of the year wasn't good enough to be niskabel lamayla. A tefillah in the middle of the year that was missing in its kavana the way it should be. A maisa teiv that in the middle of the year was missing. When it's an eis ratzain, it becomes niskabel b'beira elam. In eis ratzain, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes a lesser darga of tshuva. A lesser darga of tefillah is also acceptable by the beira elam. We look a whole year at our lives, and sometimes we feel we have no chance. Sometimes we feel like giving up. Yetzirah is a mumche in telling us your davening is anyway nothing. So what's the difference if I'll daven a little bit more kavana, while I'll daven with a little bit less kavana? The Heilige Rebbe of Lublin told us that the Yetzirah is more interested in the Yiyush after an Aveira than the Aveira itself. The Yetzirah has more from the despondence that a person has after he does the Aveira than he has from the Aveira itself. Yiyush is something that causes us not to grow. And one thing will become of me anyway. We all know, every single person knows that that's machshavos that lie in the back of his mind. What will be if I daven a little bit better? What will be if I learn a little bit more? Nothing will become of me. I won't grow anyway. I won't change anyway. And therefore, the person doesn't make a move to change himself. It comes Chodesh Elul, before having the Yira of Chodesh Elul, before having the Pachad of Chodesh Elul, let us understand the Matana Teiva of Chodesh Elul. Let us understand that when it came now, as the Rav said before, we just entered Chodesh Elul, we received the greatest Matana from the Beir Olam. We received days of Eis Ratzon. We received days that certain things, when it wouldn't be accepted, are now accepted. We received days of Mazel Tov, Bo God. It came days of Mazel Tov. It came good days. It came days that a tefillah in the Chodesh Elul has more nesiyas chen by the Beir Olam. It finds chen by the Beir Olam because it's an Eis Ratzon. Every little bit of Maisim Tovim, every mitzvah, every little bit of Teira is a difference in Chodesh Elul because it's an Eser Ratzon. Many of us look at Chodesh Elul and think, might be an opportunity to do tshuva, but what will happen? What will happen if I don't do tshuva? What will happen if I don't use the Chodesh Elul? So I'm missing out on the matana of Chodesh Elul. That's about it. Let us learn one shura of a letter that the Sfas Emes wrote. The Sfas Emes wrote a letter on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he writes in this letter the following line: Einoi min ha-yesher lishon b'tademas hazman Rosh Chodesh Elul. It is not right, it's not yesher to sleep in the teva, in the worldly matters on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So it would say, Einoi min ha-nochein, Einoi min ha-roi, everybody would understand it. Einoi min ha-yosher. What does the word yosher mean? V'osisa ha-yosher v'atev. You have to be a yosherdik person. You have to be a menschlich person. Where does the word Einoi min ha-yosher come into Rosh Chodesh Elul? And the teretz is very simple. When a melech comes and gives you a matana, and you don't accept it, that's not yosher. That's not menschlich. It's not menschlich that a melech is giving you a matan and you tell him, I don't need it, I don't want to use it, take it back. Chodesh Elul is a matana from the Bnei Elam. A matana of an Eis Ratzon. A matana of 30 days of Eis Ratzon. A matana of Mazel Tov. And it's not yosher not to accept it. It's not only not right, it's not only wrong, es fällt in Yashrus, es fällt in Menschlichkeit. The Melech Malcha Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you days of Eis Ratzon. He's giving you days that you could do things that you weren't able to do a whole year. And you don't use it. It's Einoi min ha-yosher. And therefore one has to realize that not using Chodesh Elul, just being passive Chodesh Elul, I won't change, I'll stay the same. I won't grow Chodesh Elul. I won't do better Maisim Chodesh Elul. I won't daven better Chodesh Elul. I won't learn more Chodesh Elul. I won't do more Maisim Tov Chodesh Elul. It's not only missing out on a Chodesh Elul. It's Einoi min ha-yosher. You're doing an avla. You're telling the Rebbeinu Shleilim, take back your matana. I don't need your matana. It's Bo God. It came a Mazel Tov. And we don't use that Mazel Tov. Second pshat in Rashi. Bo God, Rashi says in the second pshat, Medrash Agada, Shenoyled Mol. He was born Mol. God was born without an Erla. Where does this apply to Chodesh Elul? We know that Svarim HaGedoshim, the Mishneh Berurah brings, Umol Hashem Elokecha, Es Levavcha, Ve Es Levav Zarecha, Es Levavcha, Ve Es Levav Idrashatevis Elul. Elul is a time of Mila. Elul is a time of being Mol Erlas Alev, Umaltem Es Erlas Levavchem. But there's two psukim in the Torah. There's a pasuk Umaltem Es Erlas Levavchem, and there's a pasuk Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha. One pasuk says that you have to do it, Umaltem Es Erlas Levavchem, and one pasuk says Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha. In which pasuk is Elul hidden? In which pasuk is Elul hidden in Rosh HaTevis? We would say in our minds it should be written in the pasuk of Umaltem Es Erlas Levavchem. The avodah of Elul is Umaltem. You should do tshuva. You should make Mil Es Erlas Levavchem. And the pasuk says Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha. We are talking about something else completely. We are talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam takes off the Erla. Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha. There are two things. There's Erlas Halev and there's the Leif. There's Erla Salev, which we have to take off. There's an Erla. There's an Oitem, a Kisui, as Rashi calls an Erla. A covering. A lot of covering on the heart of a person, which we have to take off. But then there's the Lev itself. The Lev itself has in it many things that are no good. There's a Lev smile that has a Yetzirah in it. And the Pasuk says, Umol Hashem Elokecha Es Levavcha. The Ribbono Shel Olam will do Mila on the Lev itself. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take away your Yetzirah. And you know what it says on Chodesh Elul? Not umaltem esor es levavchem. It says umol Hashem elekecha es levavcha ves levav zarecha. That gives us another insight of what great days Chodesh Elul is. Noilad mol, Rashi says. You don't have to molly yourself. You don't have to do mila. It comes Chodesh Elul. You have ability to be noilad mol. The Ribbono Shel Olam will do the mila. Just accept what the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing. Umol Hashem Elokecha Eslavav Chavetz Lavav Zarecha Es Chodesh Elul. There's a special siyata d'shmaya from the Beira Olam that the Beira Olam is giving you mila. You have an ability to be noilad mol. You don't have to do the mila. It's coming from the Beira Olam. So great are the days of Elul. So great are the days of Elul that you are a noilad mol. He comes the siyata d'shmaya from the Beira Olam. Umol Hashem elekecha eslevav chavetz levav zarecha. It's dvarim pshutim. Umol Hashem elekecha eslevav chavetz levav zarecha. But in Megala Amukais, in Parashas Re'ei, says there's another Rosh HaTevis of Elul. Ki ani ichbarati es libei ve es leiv avodov. Es libei ve es leiv is Rosh HaTevis Elul zok de Megala Amukais. What does the Megala Amukais mean by that? True, it says in Divri Yisrael, from Heilige Moshet Zerebe, Edov Aniflem Pashas Boi. And maybe it's Kedai to say over. Maybe we'll understand how great Chedish Elul is. He says, it could be it's Derech Tzachus a little bit, but it'll give the right insight what Chedish Elul is. Parai should do tshuva? Never. But maybe when it'll come Chedish Elul, Parai will do tshuva. You know why you needed an ichbarati as libei v'slev avodov? You needed a special ichbarati as libei v'slev avodov because even Paroi gets moved by an Elul. And for that you needed an ichbarati as libei v'slev avodov to be ma'akev, to hold back that Paroi shouldn't be spoiled from Elul. That gives us a little bit of an insight. Paroi was able to be spoiled from Elul, so we should surely be spoiled from Elul. But that's not what we're trying to bring out. We're trying to bring out a completely different word from the Megala Amukais. And the same inyan that we spoke before, there's no such thing as being passive Elul. Either Elul is umol Hashem elekecha eslevav chavetz levav zarecha. Either you come away from an Elul with Siyata Bishmaya from the Beira Olam, you come away with a pure heart Elul, it comes a Yom Kippur, you reached a purity of Shelek. And if you don't use Elul, the other side of the Matbeya is that not only will you not stay the same, it'll be Ani Ichbarati Eslibay Veslev. You'll go away from Elul with a terrible Achbodas Aleif. That's the other side of the coin. Because when it comes an Elul, you can't stay the same in an Elul. You won't come away the same in as an Elul. You'll either come away Emol Hashem Elokecha Eslevav Chazav Zarecha with a Noyerdik Siyata Dishmaya of Noilad Mol. And if you don't use that Siyata Dishmaya of Elul, if you don't use that Siyata Dishmaya of Noilad Mol, then you have the opposite side of the coin. You have the Aniach Barati Eslibay Veslev Avodov that comes from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Achbodas Aleiv, a Oynish for not using the Elul, a Peroin for not using the Elul. You get Aniach Barati Eslibay Veslev Avodov. Rashi brings a third pshat. We'll soon come back to the third pshat in Rashi in Bogot. Let us visit another Nekuda of God. In Parashas Tetzaveh, the Torah Kedosha tells us, what stones were in the Cheshen, which stones, the 12 stones that were in the Cheshen. We know that the stones had the name of the Shvatim on them, the way it says in Rambam, the way it says in Rabbeinu Bachaya. Every stone had one name of the Shvatim on them. Hatura Shlishi Leshem Shvei V'Achlomo. Achlomo is the stone of God. That's the stone of God is Achlomo. What does that teach us for Chodesh Elul? In this week's parasha, which is not Bechinom, the first parasha that we read when it comes Chodesh Elul, the end of the parasha talks about Melchomas. The end of the parasha talks about the inyan of going out to Melchoma. What goes out to Melchoma? And it says in Pasuk the following, Kiseitse lamalchom aloi vecha veru isa sus zvarechev am rav mimcha aloi siro mehem. You go out to Melchama on your seine. Who's the seine? Who's the Ivecha? Who's the Ivecha? The Chavis Havavis tells us, the biggest seine we have is the Yetzirah. The Chavis Havavis tells us, Niri Dikelishenis. The Chavis Havavis tells us something that we all make that mistake. We think that we can take off sometimes. We don't have to be on constant guard. Because the Mohammed Sayyidzer doesn't happen every minute. I can take vacation from my Mohammed Sayyidzer. Zok de Chayvis Alvavis, it's not true. You can take vacation from the Malchama. But the Yetzirah is busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to trap you. The Malchama is a steady Malchama. There is never a minute that the Yetzirah takes off. And let the Yetzirah not make you make a mistake and think that he's not such a big sinner. It doesn't mean so bad. You have to remember, who's the Rasha and who's the Tzaddik? Let's not get mixed up. The Rasha is the Yetzirah. He's trying to kill us. And we are tzaddikim. Amech kulam tzaddikim. We are bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. The tzoyfer rosha la tzaddik. The rosha is trying to kill us. Who is that is trying to kill us? The Yetzer is trying to kill us. If you would have a killer living between you, we wouldn't sleep. If we would find somebody that killed us, or killed one of our children, we would have a sinner twin that would never leave us. Zok de Chayus Alvava is the sinner that we have to the Yetzirah is, because the Yetzirah is a Reitzeach. Umevake Shamisa is trying to kill you, the Yetzirah. And not once in your life, not twice in your life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is trying to kill you. And Kiseitse Lamalchama Alevecha, you want to go fight the Yetzirah, and the Rechaim HaKadosh teaches the Mevaser Tzedek, teaches this way. Other Svarim HaKadoshim teach this way. The Zera Kodesh teaches this way. You suddenly get scared. Very Esau, and you see that the Yetzirah is very strong. He's not alone in this war. Am Rav V'Rechev. He has Sus Rav V'Rechev Am Rav. He has Sus, Varechev, Amrav, he has a whole army under him. The Yetzirah is only one Malach. Where's the army that the Yetzirah has? I created the army, Mimcha. He came from you. Every Aveira that you did, you gave the Yetzirah more Koyach. He suddenly got a whole army under him. From who is the army? Mimcha. From you the army came. And you know what you'll say? It's a pachat. The Yetzirah is going to show you what he's doing. The Yetzirah is going to show you all that he has built on your Averis. The Yetzirah knows how to do it. We all know very well, if we now live in Olam HaDimyon, we know very well that every time somebody has a hirah tshuva, or somebody has a hirah to do better, the Yetzirah is a mumche. A mumche is a mumche. I can tell you from experience, he's a mumche. Exactly when you try to do tshuva, you can open up a Reshus Chachma, and you see a piece of Reshus Chachma that tells you how much you did have Averis in your life, and how bad it is, and how big the Masechtas Gehenim is, and suddenly you decide, it's all lost. It's a pachat. L'isiro mehem zok de teira. You don't have to be afraid. You know why? Ki Hashem elekecha imach ha-malcham eretz Mitzrayim. You are in Mitzrayim imem tez sharituma, and the Rebbeinu Shalom took you out of there. So why do you want to be miyayish? Why do you want to give up in your Mochemes HaYetzer? Why? Because there's an Am Rav Mimcha. Because there's a big army that's all built Mimcha from your Averis. What's the difference? What was in Mitzrayim? You were Memtes Sharituma. And still you were able to come out from there. So of course you could come out. So what does this Pasuk tell us? In what depends our Mochemes HaYetzer? Vaisira mehem, you'll win the Mechemes HaYetzer. If you'll realize that from wherever you are, from whichever shel tachtis you're laying in, you could always come out, then you'll always come back. But if you'll think that it's Amar Av Mimcha, or like David HaMelech says in Tillim, Ki Omtsu Mimeni, they are strong, Mimeni, from my Averis they are strong, and he'll start being Miyayish, then you give up to Muhammad. Zogt Rabbeinu Bechayim Pashat Tetzaveh. What is Achlama? What is Achlama? Look up at Rabbeinu Bechayim, it tells us Achlama, I don't remember the name that he gives for it in Laz. He says, what is the teva of achlama? That when you go to Melchama and you hold achlama in your hands, it takes away the fear of Melchama. It gives you the strength to go to Melchama. God gedud yigudenu vu yogud okeif. God, that's the koyach of Melchama, Yankev Avinu told God. What koyach does God need for his Melchama? Achlama he needs for his Melchama. Chizukalev, strength, knowing that he's going to be Matzliach in the Melchama. The Mittler Rebbe, the son of the Balatanya, explains, why is it that when you go to Melchama, you go to Melchama with a march? What is the march that you go to Melchama for? Why do you go with such a Leibedike march? It should be a solemn minion going to Melchama. It's to pick up the hearts of the Leichmim, to give them strength, to give them the ability to win the Melchama. It says in Pasuk in Parashas Beshalach, His Yatzvu Uru'u Es Yeshua Es Hashem. The Sasemes asks, His Yatzvu Vetiru Es Yeshua Es Hashem. Ru'u is a Lashon Hoive. It should say, His Yatzvu Vetiru Es Yeshua Es Hashem. Why does it say, His Yatzvu Uru'u Es Yeshua Es Hashem? It's like Sasemes, Klal Yisrael had to overcome a terrible matzav. Mitzrayim achareyem, hayam melefneyem, the fear was terrible. What gave them the koyach to be able to withstand and not have yish? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam opened up their eyes and showed them the Yeshua now. His Yatzvu, pick yourself up, Zoktis Hasemes. His Yatzvu is a Lashon of Ruach HaKedish, it says. Vatisatzei v'achosei merochek, the Mechilta says, it's a Lashon of Ruach HaKedish. Pick up your eyes in Ruach HaKedish, Uru'u. Now you will see as Yeshua as Hashem. Because that's the way you have to do when you go to Melchama. You have to be able to see the outcome. You have to be able to be sure of your outcome. To go to Melchama and not realize that you're going to win the Melchama, it's impossible to win the Melchama. It comes Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Chodesh of God. Achlama. You get the Chizuk Halev. Tomorrow morning, we're going to hear the Keil of Shefer. What's the Keil of Shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul? One of the reasons of the Keil Shofar of Chodesh Elul is Ki Savoy Melchama Ba'artzechem V'Ra'eisem B'Chatzeitzres. When you go out from Melchama, when the Melchama is in your land, you have to make Chatzeitzres. Shofar is a Keil Melchama. Shofar is a Keil Melchama. But it's a Keil Melchama to wake up the person and to tell the person you are able to win the Melchama. Don't give up. Go out to the Melchama with a chizik. Go out to the Melchama with the eyesight, with a vision that you are going to win the Melchama. You're going to overcome the Yetzara. He's talking by Rasha. That's what Achlama, that's Chedesh Elul, God. We go out to Melchama, but we know now, God Gedud Yoged, V'hu Yoged, God Gedud Yigidenu, V'hu Yoged, okay, Rashi says, what's the touch of who Yogud Okev? He will come back with everybody. He won't lose anything in the Melchama. He will come back with everybody. That's Chedesh Elul. We'll come back whole from the Melchama. We are not going to lose the Melchama. We're going to win the Melchama. We're going to overcome the Melchama. So what is Chedesh Elul? What is Chedesh Elul? What is Chedesh Elul? Chedesh Elul is the Chedesh of Melchama. La'olam, the Gemara says, Yargiz Yetzatev al Yetzera. Always, there's a Melchama. And always you have to see to fight. You always have to see to wake up the Yetzatev. You should have war with the Yetzera. You have to be aware that there's a Seder like a Melchama, steady Melchama between the Tev and the Ra. And that's Chedesh Elul. Chedesh Elul is the month when we can overcome. Megal Amukis tells us that the year was split 6 months to Yankov and 6 months to Esav. 6 months and 6 months. And when Yankov Avinu came after Esav, the Yodoi Eichezes Ba'Kev Esav, Yankov Avinu's Yad was Eichez in the cave of Esav. Taich the Megala Amukes. The cave of Esav is the end of Esav. The last months of Esav. Tammuz Av are Esav's months. We know what happens in Tammuz Av. We know that Chodesh Tammuz is an Es Tzara. Chodesh Tammuz is Begematri Es Tzara, it says in Svarim. It's a terrible Es Tzara, Tammuz and Av. Terrible days of Tzara. Not only Chob Mamigdosh. Not only in the past is it an Es Tzara. In present, it's an Es Tzara. Everybody knows what goes on in Klal Yisrael. Everybody knows what kind of bitter summer we lived through in Klal Yisrael, in America and in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody knows the Umgelichten of Klal Yisrael. Everybody knows that it's an Es Tzara. And Elul also belonged to Esav. And the Yodoy Chezes Bakez Esav, Yankov Avinu pulled away the Chedish Elul. Yankov Avinu schlepped away the Elul from Esav and overcame Esav and gave us an Elul. What does this mean to us? It means very simple. It means that we can also pull away the Esav from, we also pull away the Elul from Esav. Esav is the Ra in the world. Esav is the Samach Mem, Esav is the Yetzahara, Esav is the Koyach of the Umes Ha'elam. There's an Esav that has an Achizer over us. We all know we are affected by the world. We all know that we are affected. Our sensitivities aren't the same. We're not the same like we should be. Nobody claims that we are the same like we were. We said over a pasuk before, Tzoyfe Rasha La Tzadik Umevakesh La Misei. Rab Nachman Breslev in Likutei Maran says a taich in Sefer Rosh Al Tzadik, half of a fella. When you go to Melchama, there is somebody called a Sefer. He goes on a tall mountain and he looks over the enemy lines to see what the enemy is planning. Because if you don't know what the enemy is planning, you can't win the Melchama. You have to know what the enemy is doing to win the Melchama. So you go up on a place, and he's called a Tzoyfer, he looks with Kalim to the far, and he sees the enemy is coming from the right, the enemy is coming from this way. He knows exactly what's going on, and that's how you win the Melchama. Who is our Tzoyfer? Who is our Tzoyfer in Mechemes Hayetze? Who is our Tzoyfer in Mechemes Hayetze? The Rasha. Look at the world out there. They are telling us where the Mechemes Hayetze is. If one looks out onto the world and one sees the degradation of the world, one sees the immorality of the world, one sees how technology has killed the world, then that is the Tzoyfer. That is our way of seeing what Mechemes Hayetzer is. We have become so affected by the world that we don't even realize that we're affected by the world anymore. We don't even realize how the street has affected our sensitivities of what is right and what is wrong, of what is past fayid and what's past nicht fayid, what means Yiddishkeit. The goyishe gas has so affected us. The technology of the street has so infiltrated our lives. And we have lost the Melchama maybe. But we didn't lose the Melchama, because Chedish Elul, we can take back everything that Esav took from us. Everything that the Goyisha world has taken from us. We can grab it back. Yodo Yoichedes Bakev Esav. That the Goyisha world has affected your life. That the Goyisha world has affected your sensitivities. That we don't see right anymore. We don't know what is right and what is wrong. And we all know that it's true. Every single person knows that we are so affected by the street that we don't even realize to what degree it has affected us. Chodesh Elul, we can take it back. Chodesh Elul, we can grab the cave Esav and pull back everything that is taken away from us. Everything that is taken away from us. Everything that is grabbed away from us. We have the koyach in Chodesh Elul to take it back. The last pshat. In Rashi, in Parashas Vayetze, Rashi says the third pshat in some chumashim, it's written in parentheses. Rashi has a question that the Torah Akdosha writes Bo God in one word. The Torah doesn't write Bo God, Torah writes Beis Gimel Dalet, there's an Aleph missing. Why is it written in one word? So the Hele Gerashi, Loma Nikri Teva Achas, Bogot Kimoi Begada Tebi. Bogot is a Lashon of Begido. Begada Tebi Kishabosa Shavchosi. Leah said, Bogot, you was a Begido here. There was something wrong. You did a Begido. Let us understand this Rashi, what it means, Chedesh Elul. Pasuk says, say every day, Mizmer L'Seida, Loi Anachnu Amoi V'Tzoy Marisoi. The word Loi has a Ksikri and a Ksiv. It's written with an Aleph, it's written with a Vav. Loi Anachnu, Loi Anachnu. It's written with an Aleph and written with a Vav. Zog Tuchdu She'erim, and it's written in many other Svarim too, that the Loi mit a Aleph and Loi mit a Vav is Elul. Elul is Loi Anachnu with an Aleph and Loi Anachnu with a Vav. What does this mean? Let me ask a question and try to see with this question to realize what our avodah is. Those of you who say kabbonis and say azer makayimin every day, chatas atzibah v'ayochit. When a person brought a kabbon chatas needed zrika on the mizbeach in all four corners. It wasn't enough in two corners. You had to make on all four corners. And the Torah, the Mishnah says, in what order did you make the four corners? So when he came up to the keves, he had to go right. So he went right on the four corners. If he went on the bottom, he also went the same way in the same four corners. The first corner that he made Zrika on, let us look at that corner of the Mizbeach, and we'll see that corner of the Mizbeach had no Yisrit. That corner of the Mizbeach, the normal Mizbeach, was built that there was a Yisoid sticking out of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was indented on the bottom. One corner, the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, because it was Chelka Shel Yehuda, in that corner there was no Yisoid. I'll ask you a question. We'll tell you on Halacha, and I'll ask you a question. The din is by a Korban Oila, El Yisoid Mizbeach Oila. You have to make the Zrika where there is a Yisoid. And here, by Kav Mechatos, the first Zrika that you make, there's no Yisoid. And let's go further. Beis Hillel says that if you only make one Zrika, but the Eved Yoytze. Why? Why is this, that this one Zrika is on a Keren that has no Yisoid? Why die on a Keren that has no Yisoid if we find that the Milo of the Mizbeach is Al Yisoid Mizbeach Ha'Oila? Not to be Marech. There's a sefer Kadmon, a Chassidish sefer called Yisoid HaEmunah, a sefer, a Nifladik sefer, a Talmud of Rav Moshe Leib Sasseva, and he points out something Neira VaOyim Pshat in this Mishnah. When a person does an Aveira, what is the way a person has to look at himself? Of course, we live in a world that chizuk and chizuk and chizuk and chizuk, we get doses of chizuk, everything is good. That's true in a certain sense, mikan alahaba. But in a certain sense, we have lost sight of what an avera means. It has become very lax by us what an avera means. An Aveira means that I've lost my right to exist. When a person does something that Melech Malchei HaMalachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to do, explicitly, clearly, don't do it, and we go and do it, we've lost our right to exist. We stand in the ear. We don't have anything to stand on. We have no basis to stand on. We have lost our rights in this world. And that is the Nekudah of Kapara. That is the Nekudah of Kapara. Realizing that chet is not a joke. That chet is not something, yesterday I did an aveira, tomorrow I do tshuva. There is a certain akara of realizing what means a chet when I do a chet against the Bera Elam. It means that I have no yisoid to stand on. It means I'm in the ear. I'm in the air. I don't have any basis to stand on. And that is why the first Karen that you make the Zrika by Chatos is a Karen that has no Yisoid. Because that is the Sheirish of the Kapara of a Kav Mechatos. The Sheirish of the Kapara of a Kav Mechatos is realizing Loi with an Aleph Anachnu. I don't exist. I have no right to exist. Loi Anachnu. And when I realize the Loi with an Aleph, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will answer me with a Loi with a Vav. If I'll realize, Bo God, that Chodesh Elul, I have to realize the Begida that I made in the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Begida that I made in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not listening to Rebbeinu Shalom is a Begida. You're Begid in the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're doing against what Rebbeinu Shalom told you, Melech, Malcha, Malacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Realizing that truthfully in Aveira means, I lost my ability to exist. I'm in the air. I don't have any basis for myself. I'm without a Yisait. That's Loi Anachnu. And from that Loi Anachnu, we reach Loi Anachnu with a Vav. From that Loi Anachnu with an Aleph, we reach Loi Anachnu with a Vav. That's the third Pshat in Bogot. That's the third Pshat in Bogot, which tells us on how to look at our lives. We come away sometimes feeling very good about ourselves. And feeling very good about ourselves doesn't let us change. Doesn't let us change. Because we don't feel the necessity for change. And we don't feel the necessity for major change. Nobody can change their life in one day. Nobody can change their life in one day. What is our Aveda Rosh Chodesh Elul? Rabbi Yisai, what is our Lamaisa Dik Aveda? What do we go away from here, Rosh Chodesh Elul? With what do we go away? Let us tell you with what we go away. We can't change our lives. But the U-turn we have to make. When a person loses his direction, when a person is in the middle of a forest, the person doesn't go further and start riding further to find a new way, to find the right way. The first thing he does is take the car and turn it around and get out of the forest that he's in. The first thing he does is make a U-turn. The first thing that we have to do, Chodesh Elul, is change the direction we are going in. Change the direction we are going in. And it's a big war to change the direction. The Heilige Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levaracha, said, why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo make gravity? Why did he make gravity when a person jumps, he falls back down? Why? Why can't we jump and jump higher? Why do we need gravity on this world? And he answered, gravity is a lesson that the world, the Artzius, the Gashmius, pulls down. It's pulling you every single day more and more and more and more. And you have to fight your way to get up. You have to fight your way to go up. It's not going to go by itself. It's a war to go up. But we have to make that U-turn. Instead of going down, to go up. Instead of losing the battle, start growing and start winning the battle. That's what Chodesh Elul is about. Chodesh Elul is about making that U-turn. That's Rosh Chodesh Elul. And every day we go further and further out of the woods. Further out of the woods until we come back to the right way. But the Avodah in the first minutes of Elul is to be mekabel on ourselves. To make the full U-turn. To make the full U-turn. Everybody knows that the way we are going is going downwards, not upwards. Make that U-turn. Change the way that you are going. Because you have the ability to change. Because it's Elul. It's days that are Eisratzim. It's days that are Bo God, it's Bo Mazel Tov. It's days that Umol Hashem Elikecha, it's Levav Chav, it's Levav Zarecha. It's days that you are Noilet Mol, you have Meirdikin Siyata Dishmaya to change. Use that Siyata Dishmaya and you'll be surprised yourself to see how much you could change and how much better you could become and how much the Rebbeinu Shalom will help you to attain the final goal of Emiyu Chato Echem Kashonim Kashela Galbini.